Now, you would have heard on the news that too many children are actually missing school, and indeed some of the schools, I think about 60% of the schools, aren't cooperating with the inspectorate to allow the inspectors to inspect the schools. Let me speak to the Chief Inspector, Noel Buick. Ms. Buick, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a bit of a damning report on the education system in Northern Ireland. You can't get the schools to cooperate with the inspectors. Obviously, the teachers are unhappy and the unions are telling them not to play ball.
Well, I think firstly, I would like to say that from the evidence that we do have on inspection, education and training has many positives in Northern Ireland. We have many hardworking, conscientious and dedicated teachers. 78% of the preschool provision is good or better, high standards in mathematics, incremental improvement in public examinations. But you're right, there are challenges around childhood obesity and mental health. There's a high level of exclusions and expulsions, and there's an examination culture that is narrowing the curriculum at key stage four. So we do have a lot of evidence on which to place the findings in our report, and the action short of strike is only in relation to schools and not the rest of our broad remit that we inspect. But it is having an impact on inspection. As you say, 30% of inspections had no cooperation at all. 39% cooperated fully and 31% had partial cooperation. So that's 70% had partial or full cooperation, which enabled us to be able to make the judgments that we make in the report. But nevertheless, parents are being denied a right to know about the quality of education in their child's school. And I would call on the teaching unions to end their boycott of inspections. The boycott is primarily in relation to pay, but actually the Education and Training Inspectorate have no role in teachers' pay at all.
Have you any idea, Ms. Buick, of the pressure that teachers are under in Northern Ireland?
I do, from listening to principals and leaders that we engage with, and I fully understand that there are budget restrictions and pressures that are difficulties that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And also, the action short of strike that the teachers are taking is not just around inspection. There are a whole range of activities that are not taking place in schools in relation to school improvement. So I know they have to deal with that as well. So I am aware of the pressures that they're under. But because we haven't been able to observe learning and teaching in the classroom, I can't tell you the extent of that pressure in relation to children's learning.
But do you understand what I say about the pressure that a teacher is under, especially when there may be an inspection coming down the line? The amount of effort that a teacher has to go to adhere to the standard set by the inspector, where it is, and I don't exaggerate, it is literally an 18-hour a day job for about the best part of 3 months before the inspectors arrive, and teachers are in their own home preparing for this onslaught from the inspectorate, and they're using resources that they've purchased themselves that aren't provided at all by the education authority. They're buying their own ink for their own printer to prepare their own displays to impress that inspector when he or she comes in. And many of them would say that they can't get on with the routine of doing the important everyday teaching because of the pressure that the inspectorate puts them under.
Well, my response to that would be children should be getting a good education every day. We don't expect teachers to prepare for inspection, but I understand.
Do you expect teachers to work 18 hours a day every day?
No, absolutely not, and I don't expect them to be working for 18 hours in preparation for inspection. I would say that what the teaching unions have not articulated to their members is that, for example, 80% of our schools were good or better, so therefore we've reduced the footprint for those schools. So they have a two-day inspection every 2 years instead of a full inspection every 7 years, which was 25 days. So there we have reduced the requirement for inspection quite substantially. Also, we give 2 days' notice, and there's no preparation expected for that inspection. If teachers choose to do it, then that is up to them, but we don't expect anything to be prepared. We have very clear guidance about what the requirements are for inspection, and they are minimal. And we also now have the principal in all of our team meetings and moderation meetings, so they're very clear about the evidence that we are using to come to our conclusions. I think the teaching unions are articulating some myths about inspection to get buy-in for the action, but actually the reality is that the requirements for inspection have been substantially reduced.
When you are inspecting, or when you're providing a report on a particular school, and one school gets an excellent report and another school maybe gets a report that has a few question marks hanging over it, do you allow for the different circumstances in schools where you might have a neat little country school tucked away in the hills somewhere where a few local families attend, versus another school where many of the children in the classroom have English as their second language? Do you see the difference of pressure that one set of teachers would be under versus, say, the teachers in the little country hamlet?
Well, absolutely. When we are carrying out our inspections, we take into account the context of the school, be that, as you described, either a country school or, you know, an urban school with a large number of learners. So there is cognizance taken of the context that the school works in. But nevertheless, regardless of what school a child goes to, they deserve good education. There are benchmarking data that is enables us to compare outcomes by school type and by the number of free school meals children there are in a school, and we would use that. But ultimately, for me, every child deserves a good education, and we inspect without fear or favour to make sure that they are.
But do you inspect for the benefit of the children, or do you inspect for the benefit of the school? Because the teacher is a human resource within the school. The child may be the most important person there, but if the teacher is unhappy or stressed or facing dilemmas, then that's going to reflect on the education of the child. So are you inspecting for the greater good of the whole school?
Well, our inspection isn't about the institution, it's about the learner in the school. That is the focus of our activity. Our mission and vision is promoting improvement in the interest of the learner. If a teacher is feeling under stress or pressure, then that's really a matter in the first instance they should be taking up with their principal or the chair of Board of Governors. But from an inspection perspective, we don't expect teachers to prepare for inspection. So that is one stress less that they should be dealing with.
And what would your call be to the unions?
I would ask them to end their boycott of inspections and to put learners first. We can serve learners best by working in partnership. This has been going on for 2 years now, and I am concerned about the impact this is having on school improvement, and principals would tell me the same. And I'm also concerned for the parents who are listening to your show today who don't know enough about the quality of education in their child's school. So I would urge teachers to end their boycott of inspections.
Okay, Noel Buick, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
That's the Chief Inspector. That is Noel Buick. Let me speak indeed now to Jackie White, who's from the UTU, one of the unions, the Deputy General Secretary. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
There's a clear message there from the Chief Inspector. You as a teacher, other teachers, people involved in the unions, people who are providing an education of our children, have a responsibility to put the learners first, not the people who are doing the job first. The most important people in the school are our fabulously important resource, our children.
Well, I mean, from a teacher's perspective and from a union perspective, we have always said that the learner and the children are the most important resource and or most important element in the school. That's why the schools are there, to facilitate that learning. But as you referred to earlier, the most important resource, arguably, is the teacher. And the teacher has to be able to have the space within the school to create that learning experience for the child. What we have been finding over the past number of years is that the paperwork around the outside, and can I just clarify that any necessary paperwork, any supportive paperwork, any paperwork that is required that is has a good learning outcome and leads towards the learning outcome for the child, that paperwork is all being done. There's absolutely no question of that. But what has happened is that there has been other workload which has encroached into the space that the teachers have. And what we're trying to do is clear that space open again. And the Chief Inspector's report does acknowledge that the standards are improving. We would argue that there is very good quality teaching and learning in the schools. And we would also argue that parents do know what the quality of education is in the school that they send their child to. They know their child, they know if they're happy and supported, they know if they're learning, and they know how to raise an issue if they feel that that's not the case. So we very much have the focus on the learner, very much have the focus on improving standards, and very much have the focus on working with the parents to achieve that.
But parents also want the professional input from Noel Buick and her team. They want the feedback from people who are trained to inspect. They want a report, and they can't get that in the majority of schools in Northern Ireland because of what many would see as the intransigence of the unions.
Well, we are hoping to move towards a situation where that will be reinstated. But the Chief Inspector has mentioned that there have been large changes, huge changes in inspections over the past 5 years, and that we as unions are peddling myths, I think was the term that she used, to imply to our teachers that there's going to be an awful lot of things that they have to prepare and an awful lot of things happening in order for them to be ready for an inspection, that's not actually the case. As the Chief Inspector also pointed out, the industrial action hasn't been going for the last 5 years, and our teachers very much are behind this action because they are the ones who were experiencing the workload that led up to inspections. Now, perhaps there is a case to be made for, are there myths in the system? Where is this information coming from? It's certainly the case that the inspection reports and the inspection outcomes are putting pressure on schools, comparing one against the other. And that, I suppose, is the nature of inspection. But due to that, then, schools are receiving the messages that they need to have this, they need to have that, and they need to have the other thing. And as you quite rightly pointed out, teachers are killing themselves to try to prepare when what they're saying to us now is, without having to do that kind of work, which is directly to present to the inspector and is not necessarily feeding back into the teaching and learning experience of the child, without having to do that at this minute in time, then they are able to actually focus on what they're there for. So perhaps we need to have good, meaningful conversations. We all, as partners in education, want to work towards improving the system for our children. And perhaps more now than at any other time, when we are faced with such terrible funding constraints that we don't have the resources that we need. We do need to have that partnership, but then perhaps we need better communication to see exactly what it is the expectation is, to communicate that to schools and to try to move forward on that basis so that we are not filling that space, that limited space, with unnecessary paperwork.
If our children are being failed in some schools because of the standard of teaching or because of the attitude of the teacher, is it the fault of the teacher and the addressing of the job and the doing of the job by that teacher, or does the blame lie with why the teacher is so forlorn, so frustrated and so challenged in the classroom?
Well, we're certainly finding that stress levels, and we're finding an improvement in that actually as we have engaged in action that frees teachers up. But stress levels most definitely contribute to a teacher's performance. And it's much easier when you lift a lot of that off them and let them get on with what they're doing. But in terms of, that's a different thing though from poor standards of teaching. And poor standards of teaching would be picked up very quickly by the management of the school, and that's a completely different process. It's acted on very quickly. There's support put in and all sorts of things go on in order to make sure that the quality of teaching throughout the school is you know, fit for, you know, those children coming out and achieving their full potential.
So are you saying... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say stress has a huge impact. And alleviating that certainly helps performance because it leaves teachers less tired and less stressed out, obviously. But there's you had suggested about per performance. And I'm just saying that, you know, there are, I mean, those things are acted upon. It's not a case that because schools aren't being inspected that somehow there's poor performance that isn't being identified if it's out there.
Yes, but, there are lazy teachers out there and the inspector needs to root those people out.
But the management of the school will deal with that as well. You know, the management of the school, principals will know the standard of performance of their teachers. The principals will have expectations of, you know, the school as a whole, expectations of the performance levels and so on. And management of the school, will that's part of the role, is to ensure that all teachers in the school are teaching to the correct standard. And if they're not, then there's supports put in and there are issues that are dealt with in, according to performance issues or performance procedures.
Okay, Jackie, really appreciate your time this morning. Jackie White is the UTU, Ulster Teachers Union Deputy General Secretary. Right, good morning, 0289 0333 105. One of the things that Noel Buick noticed during the inspections is the obesity levels of children as well and how unfit and unhealthy many, many children are. Are your children getting the exercise they need, or are you feeding them on a diet of lying on the sofa and huge amounts of sugar? Give us your opinion on that. Are we bringing up a fat generation of youngsters? Because that is a concern, that children aren't getting out and about, playing, jumping, skipping, doing the things that naturally would help to get exercise and lose weight. It's another thread within this inspection report.